ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up, friends? Welcome in. It is ITL on Sports Grid with your boys, Bogman and the Welch. It's the boys. Hey, it's boys. It's Bogman boys at Bogman Sports. I am Chris Boys at Is It the Welsh? Ooh, how distracting do you think it is when I say Chris to people? Nobody calls me by Chris. I'll be in a room of three Chris's and they just throw Chris's out like it's nobody's business. And it's like, hey, buddy, I'm one of them too.
I do like when people are asking me about you specifically, I'll say Chris and like, oh, so you call him Chris? Real, I'm like, well, I don't call him the Welsh when we're just hanging out. So,
I would like you to refer to me as the Welsh.
Well, that was my whole thing. That's why, like, people got annoyed with it. That every time I was like, it's fine if you go by the Welsh, but I will only call you on the show the Welsh. And you're like, that's fine.
That's fine.
And you, it doesn't bother you at all. I think it's funny. Yeah. And other, I feel
it
like
bothers,
other people
legit.
Get, other people hate that I say the Welsh all the time.
Yeah, 100%. But yeah, like, it's my name. The amount of podcasts like I've done too before, and people are like, so how do you want me to refer to you? I'm like, I don't care. Like, just don't be mean. Like, you can call me Chris. You can call me Welsh. The Welsh. I don't care. Christopher.
Hey, Dick.
Like, hey, it's going back. Be like, no. I don't want to be that. But like, you can call me whatever you want. I'm like, those. How many people have you run into that are like that? That are like, you know what? They're usually doctors. They're usually like, they have to be very specific about their name. Or we've had a couple of friends that's like, they were Dave. We had one. He was Dave his whole life. And then he grew up and he's like, I'll be David now.
There
was, I'm like, all right, Dave.
There was in The Office, Andy Bernard, who was Ed Helms, his character. He was Andy, and he went to anger management. When he came back, he's like, call me Drew now. And Jim was just like, I'm not gonna do that.
I'm not gonna do that. Like, but see, that's like, that's the worst thing. You can't do that. And you get into that. Yeah, Topher's one. But when you get into that place where it's like showing fear to animals. It's like the minute you show your weakness and someone says something like, no, I would like to be called this, and it's like, well, now I'm only gonna call you by everything but that. That's the only way that I'm going to approach this now. So it is Chris, it is Bogman, it is Scott, and it is Welsh, and it's ITL. And we got stuff and things to talk about. We've got week 11 footy ball. We're going to be talking gambling. And I actually am going to present a gambling idea or just a concept, story, sadness on the other side of this break to Bogman to see where he goes with it. Don't go anywhere. ITL, we'll actually get to things right after this.
SportsGrid.com.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio.
Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Getting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
You are too easy.
In This League is on Patreon at inthisleague.com. Come and check it out. Sign up. All the perks are there, like different rank sheets. We've got some betting stuff. We have got IDP ranks. We are going to have a bevy of baseball stuff that's about to happen. We've got GroupMe rooms. And one of the biggest things I've been trying to warn and tell people about, Deck Our Balls Christmas Special. Deck Our Balls Christmas Special is coming up December 17th, ITL exclusive. You can only get it on our Patreon. And the every year has been something different.
Dude, as soon as you start talking about it, I start to sweat.
I can see it in Bogman's face. Last year, Bogman was to the moon, if you will, and I brought him Jesus Christ, and we played some game. We had the Deck Our Balls Invitational games. We had a bunch of fun. We opened presents. We do goofy things. People can interact. People got me sick last year. People threw their hard earned money into my wallet that I then was just vomiting. And that's just what happens. And it was actually not even from alcohol. So it's craziness.
We were talking about how things that we don't like saying on the internet earlier, and mine is gross stuff. Yours is injuries, right? So that even watching you eat the pickle things and the macadamia nut cookies and all that, it was starting to get to me.
So. I know. Well, you guys want to check it out. I mean, it is actually fun. InThisLeague.com, you can sign up. Believe me, tons of perks. Our GroupMe rooms are awesome, and you are directly supporting us. Plus, we've got a lot of fun stuff. Secret Santa, the Deck Our Balls Christmas Special, all that happening. You got to be a part of it. And legit, dudes, we've got a $5 level, and if you want to go a little bit more, it's less than Netflix on a month. And someday in our lifetime, that won't be a good sell because Netflix is going to be like $35 a month or whatever. But right now, it is less than Netflix. And in Arizona, it's like 3 gallons of gas is what you can do to sign up to.
It's like really, two or three really times a year you go open up Netflix and it's like, our policy has changed and we're charging you more.
Yeah, like $3.99. It's like what is it, Bogman? Like a number three Whataburger? What's the one? I don't remember. What's the one?
I get a number two Whataburger, add cheese, no pickles, no tomatoes.
Yeah, less than that. It's less than one trip to Whataburger for ITL. So come and support your boys so we can get Whataburger. Bogman can get Whataburger. Do it today. So, Boggs, what I was going to say is he's well aware and he's dove in with me. We've definitely embraced the ability to gamble thing. Arizona legalized it and Bogman has been doing betting pros, and we both, the evolution of ITL has a little bit more gambling involved, and it's fun. And I've experienced a lot. Like, I had a little bit of run of baseball. I don't know how much I'm going to really like baseball. I think I've got to like do it more to understand that level. Football has been the big one. We've had, college basketball I've been toying with. There's different ways you have to learn to bet different sports. But boy, I will tell you, nothing has been probably more exciting and fun and lucrative than college football. College football has been the bee's knees. Bogman has been writing about it on Betting Pros. Every single Saturday, I'm betting it on Thursdays. I have, and
I like that it makes you like college football.
It does. It 100%. It has changed my mentality to college football and how much I care about it and understanding. But it's about to end, and it's super sad. I was just thinking about that we are this is the final weekend, and then we are going to have conference championships.
We got another week after this week. So
is it 13 weeks?
So we have, you're right. Actually,
yeah, no,
now I, that this right. is airing. Yeah. Oh my God, dude, I turned on my TV and they're re-airing this Texas and Kansas game.
Oh,
great.
Maybe you'll see yourself. Hey, is Bogdan there?
I was definitely on the Jumbotron like 10 times. So
were you really?
Mm-hmm.
What? No shots. No one got a shot.
I mean, my phone was dead. So,
oh, okay. Was it on TV at all?
I don't know. I didn't see it on TV.
You should watch. So. You should watch this entire game over while we're doing this show.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
But the point was, you know, and everybody has their own thing that they get into. You know, some people like soccer, some people like golf, some people like only NFL. Basketball is its own breed as well. But college football is special to gambling, man. It's much more as controllable as it is. It's obviously not, but there's so much to bet from. There's so much excitement. UTSA is like my favorite college football team now with how much we bet them. I want like a UTSA hat or something. Love you.
I almost picked them in my article again, but I just couldn't do it. So,
UAB against UAB. I kind of want to take them just for, you know, like,
yeah,
we got to ride with our guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
We got to ride with our guys with UTSA, but that's the whole point is like, as exciting as betting and everything has been and lucrative, college football is coming to a close and it's a little bit sad, except bowl season is phenomenal and exciting, but it's not like a Saturday where, you know, you have got literally from morning to night, game after game after game, and you can just degenerately. I told you a story, though it was with college basketball, which I'm starting to dig, where I started my day off the other day, okay, and then it really turned with a couple matchups. It was on Thursday or Wednesday, which also had the Buffalo game, and or maybe it was Tuesday, I don't even know.
Dude, college basketball betting to me. I mean, because I just know nothing.
No, but I'm following some smart people.
Right,
so
right.
I was doing good with a couple of those and then lost the Buffalo college football game and then was starting to lose a couple more. But then I had the ability, and I guess this is a college thing. I'm kind of touting college basketball, but same thing with college football, that I was like, I redid and I went on to two other games that I dug and then I remade my day when it looks like it was going to be a big loss day and it turned back around. I think that's an overall exciting college sport thing. But to your point, college football is, I think, easier to get a handle on. There's a lot more people in the space than the process. College basketball is a little bit more overwhelming. You really got to find a good person. And I'm sad to see it go. And I'm trying to figure out where I'm going to go with my gambling craziness. Like I'll probably continue with some college basketball, but I don't know how far I'm going to dip into baseball this season. And it's sad to see it go because of how much you commit.
Yeah. Baseball is hard to bet because you got to bet on the money line most of the time because a run and a half. I mean, that can be a lot.
My favorite bet while I was doing is literally the will run be scored in the first inning. And I just can't get it right. I love it. I got like one or two right. And then, I bet like eight of them. And every time I was like, there's no way. And then Astros are going to score in the first inning. I'm like, God dang it. Like that was my favorite one. I also like the first five innings lead.
Yeah.
That's another fun one that I can get down with. That's probably how I'll take it, but it's been a learning process, but I'm legit like, Saturdays and college football did change it. It added a new level to me. Like I gotta be honest with you, I don't sit and watch a ton of the college basketball games. I'm watching a little bit more. It didn't change my football habits. College football changed my Saturdays. I'm back to like invested in watching an ESPN app. And I'm sad to see that we're down to the home stretch and conference tournaments and everything.
Well, dude, I mean, bowl season, you are going to love bowl season
because there's a so bowl much more money
every single day
there's but I say I need lots day. Of games. I need games throughout the day, not just one a
you
day.
You need one or two games a day to bet on and pay all of the attention on that game. It's annoying because you're almost forced to bet, you know, you never have to bet that game, but you're almost forced to bet that game now. So
you are forced, that's right.
Yeah, because you want action. And you're like, oh God, I got a 50-50 shot, which let's see.
Man, we should probably, we need to do like a 12-hour stream of just trying to generate our bull season gambling money. We need to just do like what can we do? Whore ourselves out for like 12 hours to
instead of like a donation
a telethon
thing. A telethon. It's just for us to bet on bowls. So,
but that's the ideal way. It's always been like
it's
that.
It's called Deckard Bowls.
Deckard Bowls. Oh my god, that's amazing, Deckard. You know what we do? I found out. I got to tell you this. I was told that there is a NCAA college simulator out there where you can, like, for your computer, you can get a simulator to play the college football game. What if we could do that and we did Deckard Bowls and we're just generating money for gambling? And all that money goes to gambling, by the way.
I like
it all goes to gambling.
Oculus simulators. I don't think I'd like the
college it's not a simulator that you're used to. It's a different type of simulator. Right. So, but that is the ITL way. We've always done that to raise the money. We do live streams maybe we do live streams before the games and we generate it and we just slam the money. But I just want to say, it's been an awesome gambling year. College football going away is a little bit sad, but we're still talking about it. Even though Bogman will chill out on betting pros, there's still lots and lots of gambling talk as I am deep in the college basketball throes. We've got bowl season.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
And we've got more NFL, and we've got it here. We're going to be talking about our NFL picks coming up here in just a minute. All of them, seeing where we go. But friends, don't go anywhere. Be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, Buckaroo.
All night.
Welcome back, friends. It's In This League. It's Bogman and the Welsh. You guys can find all of our merch at inthisleague.fans. Inthisleague.fans. Y'all can pick up. I got inspired because Bogman's wearing all his Texas stuff. Y'all can buy some great shirts, some long sleeves, some hoodies. We got mugs from our logo to the podcast artwork to all of the characters in it. We got Boggs Jr., Prospects Assemble, Fat Lance. You want a little Break This League stuff? Just check it out. Go in there today. Pimp some stuff. It is that time of the year. You know, Boggs, I just thought about this. We might need to maybe drop a little promo code out here for Black Friday coming up.
Yeah.
Black Friday, a week away. I was shocked. I have some news to break to you, Bogman. Thanksgiving is this week.
I know, man. Are you aware? It crept up. You know, it was like by the way.
I just remembered. I broke the news to you the other day because we were having a guest. And I'm like, you know, we got to get the guest the day before because Thanksgiving. And you're like, oh, crap. Like Thanksgiving. Yeah. You're right.
By the way, I got that other guy for the following week. So we're good there.
Oh, okay. Good. Oh, well, there you go. So look, might be locked in on the football podcast live here. But Thanksgiving, Black Friday, maybe get a little code out there. But we've always got code for our Patreon members. But InThisLeague.fans, go pick up some stuff today. It's hoodie season, so you could do that. But pick up some shirts and just sport it out there. Go to some game. We were just talking on the break about how expensive everything is to go to. But if you do, you might as well wear some ITL swag. We would appreciate it if you would do that. Are you planning to go to any bowl games, by the way? You love to do bowl games out here in Arizona.
I do. Yeah. We'll see what bowls are
Why don't you do the media stuff?
I mean, I could potentially do that, too. I just don't know what bowls are going to be played out here. There's usually one in the Texan Stadium. Not like they're going to be using it, you know. But I think, like, the Cotton Bowl is in Dallas. So that's a little too far to drive. I don't think they do one in Austin. That's a little too far to drive anyway.
Yeah, I'm trying to look and see what they've got.
I'm sure there's one in Houston. There's probably a couple in Houston. So
what's the Texas Bowl? You got the Texas Bowl?
Texas Bowl is in San Antonio. That's where UTSA plays, I think. So
oh, you got to go. Oh, but they're not going to be in it. Will they be in
it? Yeah, they might be. Yeah.
Okay. All right, well,
they potentially could be. They love to put Texas in the Texas Bowl, but they are not going to make a bowl this year.
I think you should go.
They have to win out. They have to win the last two games to be bowl eligible, and they've lost five in a row. So I
think you should go to a game that you'd actually enjoy. I think that would be a good thing for you. Like,
well, I like going to the Cactus Bowl in Arizona. That was fun because it was always cheap. You could sit wherever, and you know, it was two middling teams. So it was like, okay, I'll watch this until it gets to be, you know, not a competitive game and then bail. But I
we did dispel how what a sham the Cheez-It Bowl is because that's what I said. I was like, well, did you get Cheez-Its?
And he's like,
no, that's insane. It's the goddamn Cheez-It Bowl. They should be giving you a bucket of Cheez-Its. Everybody should walk away with a bucket of Cheez-Its for no money. And they don't. They sell it and they're overpriced. Isn't like a little like bag of Cheez-Its like $7?
Dude, it's like $7. And they have like the different, it was the different types of Cheez-Its. It was like, here's the ones with M&Ms. Here's the one with pretzels.
Ew, what?
Like, dude, they just had all kinds of different bags.
Dude, I would bring in like Triscuits.
One of them was like Trail Mix.
I'd be like, screw you, Cheez-Its. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, and the worst part is I bought some peanuts while I was there and I was like, oh, these are definitely left over from the baseball season. They are not good. So,
gross.
Yeah.
Well, I
should
like,
have bought the stupid Cheez-Its instead. At least they were fresh.
I would like you to get your media pass and hit up a bowl game. And I think it would be so much fun.
Well, I think the biggest bowl that I want to do is going to be the Senior Bowl in Mobile in January. So,
ooh, going to be covering some prospects at the Senior Bowl?
That's right. So we'll, maybe we'll see. Well, I definitely get media pass for that. So, I think you have to get a media pass. Maybe
get some interviews.
Well, at least you go to like the practices and stuff. I mean, we'll see about the, you know, how I am with the interviews. It's, you know,
yeah, it's, I mean, just, yeah, it's just good for ATL, but yeah, whatever.
Well, I mean, I don't
hear
know.
You interview. I want to hear you interview players. I would love to do that.
But I want to ask them all stuff that doesn't matter. I'm not going to be
fine.
Like, you know, all right. So when you're out there, pass blocking, I'm going to be like, all right. So seriously, tell me, what is the best meal you've ever had? You know what I mean? Like all the big guys, you know,
I think more people would be interested in that stuff. Be like, how many OnlyFans have you locked down? I
mean, I'm be like, I'm sitting on three. You got more than that? What do you got? So
yeah, what do you got? What are your favorite? Yeah, let's share.
Right.
Like, you give me yours and I'll show you with mine. Our favorite Instagram account, if you know. Again, this is great content. That's what it's all about. It's making great content. So you can be doing that. And this week, well, actually it probably just happened as people are listening, but the Arizona Fall League Championship game was on Saturday, and I was covering that. So we got you covered on all the crazy stuff. And look forward into the future for Bogman asking the hard-hitting questions like, what's your favorite meal to players? I think that's a very important thing, especially to like a lineman. If you ask a lineman, I bet you get a much different answer from a lineman to like a wide receiver.
Oh, right? Yeah. Like, what is your, what is your diet consist of? And, you know,
I hope you say it like that. What's your diet?
What's your diet consist of? Like, what are you eating to keep weight or to cut weight? You know, some of those. I think the combine would be fun, too, because, you know, these guys, like, I feel like I would have fun at the combine because no one else is having fun at the combine, right?
Sure.
No one else is enjoying it. They're all, like, timing people. And
that's how it was. That's how it is when I do. Dude, you're 100% right. When I go to the Arizona Fall League and stuff, no one's having fun. I always am having fun. You'll see scouts and people that cover prospects. They all like press box and they sit in the stands.
Holding their gun, you know.
Yeah, dude, they don't do. They like kind of sit in the side and they talk and they wear their little fedoras and nonsense. Where like I'll go out on the field and I'm like I talk to players and I'm having fun because I'm having a blast. Because I know how to have a blast because we haven't been jaded by all of it. You would be the same way.
Yeah.
You can walk around with like a big old like Popeye's bucket and just be like, you want some?
Yeah.
You want some?
Oh my God. I'd be the favorite guy at practice.
That'd be great. You're just like walking around on there eating and you're just like, you want to take it? I guess that's inappropriate in like COVID times. You want to share.
That's true. Yeah.
Like,
you know what? Look, you can stick your hand in this bucket, but make sure you have a mask on. That's all I ask. Okay. So
no hole in that bucket, Bogman. all right. So
left.
college there. Well, not at the Senior Bowl. Let's get into some NFL, Bogman, shall we? Shall we do that? Our boy Donovan, we'll just be real quick about this. I did have an over 500 pull this past week, and of
was
course
it over unders or was it
the over unders? Of course, like
you're good at over unders.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I mean, I'm better than you, but I'm bad. Yeah. I was over 500 on my spreads this year. This is the first year this year is the first time I've been good on spreads. It's always you spread me over under.
Well, this year it's nothing for me at all. So just don't listen to me. Fade me, fam. Follow me in college football. Fade me in the NFL.
Oh, I mean, that's an interesting play. You know, have you thought, this is a tough one. Have you thought about fading yourself? Have you experimented with that? Where like you go in, you do all of
every
your
day,
stuff.
Every day I think about fading myself permanently.
No, but yeah, I'm saying you stop, you do all your stuff, you take a break, you walk away, you come back, and then you write the opposite of everything you've done, and then that's the play. Full fade.
No, I mean, that sounds like something I have done in the past, but I try. So really, I think where you start to get real bad is when you start to second guess. So I think you go with your instinct. You go with the logic that you think is right. Sometimes it just ain't going to work out. You know, I mean, sometimes your logic is right and the game doesn't play out the way that it should. Or like, you know, there are plenty of times where you're like, man, this over should have hit. They were in the red zone three times, but they fumbled it three times. So like, you know, your logic is right, but the results aren't, you know, life isn't fair. It's just the way it goes. So, you know, sometimes you just got to take your lump. We're also picking every single game.
Sure.
Every single game. When I pick, you know, the games I like, I'm obviously better, you know. So, but we, for this show and for entertainment purposes, we are giving you our picks for every single game and talking about how we think they're going to play out. Obviously, you're not going to nail every game every week. So
I think a change I'd like to add to next year is we do the same process, but then we give the full highlight to the games that we're all in on, and we track those. And we also track those. Like, as we go, we say, put that on the card. And then that one is an actual card play, and we follow our card plays versus our total picks. I think that would be a good way to go.
Absolutely.
And we could potentially do that this, I mean, maybe not, we could do it this week. We could start it here, or we just do it for next year. I don't know what you think. It's a little bit, because how many weeks do we have left?
We have a decent amount. We go to week 18 now, so.
Okay. I mean, you want to start it this week? We'll play our cards, and we'll, all right, perfect. It's in. So we're going to also play our card in here. So as we go, we will just dictate which ones that we dig, and we really dig, and we'll actually put money down on whether it's the over under the spread. And that I don't think has to be tied to, it can be whatever, you know.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be a specific amount. We'll just rock it.
Hell, Ricky, you could even be fifth.
Last week I was 6-7 against the spread, but I was 7-5-1 because we pushed an over. What was it? The Arizona. It looks like the Arizona Carolina game. We both tied. We pushed the over.
Well, yeah, you can't win that if it nails 48. So
yeah. So 7-5-1 against the over unders. I had a really good afternoon. I'm actually looking at this. I missed like, I don't even know where the morning cutoff is. I missed most of the morning ones, and then I nailed just all of the afternoon ones except for that Ram game, because I was actually fading my own 49ers team a little bit in all over the board. But that's where I finished. Bogman, you finished 5-8 against the spreads, 5-7-1 on the over-unders. The over-unders have been kind of your dog this year. You've struggled on the spreads the last 2 weeks, but you had been really rocking it. So this is a good opportunity this week to right said ship, which we're going to do when we come up
undefeated off this of week.
Love it. Undefeated, which I have pulled off. Remember, I had that 1 week completely out of nowhere 3 years ago. I think it was my over unders, which I was.
I mean, I just want to let you know that the dog picking the games by popping which balloon also had a 100 week.
Maybe we should add that to the card.
I mean, look, if you want to do
we should do a coin flip one. Yeah. All right. Let's go to break. Hold on. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back. We're going to have the best ideas on the planet. It'll be Bogman, Welsh, and a coin after this.
Sports
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to take care of yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
I love it.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I remember that.
Welcome back, friends. It is In This League. It's ITL on Sports Grid with your boys, Bogman and the Welsh. If you have not already, you're probably doing it, but just making sure. Remember, all the pods are on your favorite podcast app, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts. Just search ITL or In This League. Get the football podcast. The baseball podcast is back. We just did a mock draft breakdown. You also get Prospect One, which is finally back. I've taken like a 2-week break in that. College football, individual
defensive podcast.
I could not say your podcast. The IDP show. Individual defensive podcast. There you go. They're all there. You don't have to say it. You can type it. Type it in. Subscribe. Plus, this show, the ITL and Sports Grid available. Take us with you for all your trips. Maybe you're going up north, you're going down south, you're taking a plane ride, you're going on a big hike. Take us with you.
Maybe we're going north or east or west or south, any of the directions.
Any direction, we're there. That's a great thing.
That's right.
Any direction, we're there.
Anywhere around the world, Apple Pods ready. So
we are going to implement the greatest addition to gambling that you could possibly have, ladies and gentlemen. So we are throwing in two new additions to the show this week, starting in week 11. So it's 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Essentially the second half of the year, essentially, we have a brand new addition where we are not only going to pick all the games as we always do, but we always reiterate, like, we're not going to make all these bets, but we are going to now tell you our favorites and we're going to track the ones that we actually are going to put some money down on. And because we are two big sillies and we're doofy, we are going to now play against the coin. The coin is officially going to make its picks. We are going to, we're going to just prove how stupid we are. We are going to see, because I presented the idea, if you weren't listening last segment, to Bogman. Has he ever thought about writing out all of his work, doing everything, walking away, then coming back and writing everything down opposite if he really truly feels to fade himself? Well, we are going to just play a true player fade. We have a coin flip that is going to play with us. On the spreads, heads is for the favorite, tails is for the dog. On the over-unders, Heads is for the over, tails is for the under. We're going to flip every damn time for every single game, and we're going to see how Bogman the Welsh and the coin do.
Well, really, it was, you know, the idea for this was inspired by you saying you had a perfect week. And I said, remember, they had a dog that picked balloons. He popped balloons. And,
now we have this. And, you know, you also forget, we did have the coin as a part of ITL, and I think I might bring it back. We had the coin, which...
I love how you're saying it like it's the drive.
It was. It was. It was the coin. We had it for about a year, and I lost it. It was a singular coin that made all of our tough decisions, like in player debates and stuff.
Where you like, call it Friendo. You're like, don't lose that coin. I'm like, hey, Friendo. Don't mix it in with the other
change. I'm going to have to find... You know what? Actually, I was just at the casino until, and I got those 50-cent pieces. Not like the rapper. And maybe we'll use that. I'm going to get a really good coin, and we're going to have a specific coin, one that maybe I could potentially replicate and then sell to fund the gambling. That's what I'm thinking of, Bogman.
I don't know what we're flipping for, though.
Oh, by the way, you just made me think of this. Not to deviate. Did you know that the new Tiger King has started? That voice made me think of it.
It started?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know it started. I knew it was coming out. I didn't
me and my
know.
Wife?
Why?
Three episodes last night. We watched three of them.
Well, have you watched any Dexter yet? No, because you haven't hit me up for our Showtime password.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. By the way, here, I'm going to text you right now. What's our login?
Well, you know what the login Showtime. Is.
It didn't work last time.
Well, you have to, like...
All right, on break, I'm going to try.
I have to activate it for you. So
really?
That's the whole thing. Yeah. Well,
we'll do that on break. So then you know what? That'll be my homework tonight. I would love to watch. I was actually told someone
I've
told
only
me,
watched one episode and there's three. I think there's three episodes. Or
someone said I'll like it. Someone said I'm going to be relatively happy with it. I'm not so sure because I was super upset about the trailer. So I'm not sure if that'll be the case. And Bogman's face makes me think I'm not... Makes me feel like my initial gut reaction is the right one.
Yes. I mean, I've only seen the first episode, but so far I think it is. Yes.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Well,
we'll see.
Gonna be unfortunate when we see the results of what we're about to do here. Only us are going to do that. You think someone's going to play the coin this week?
I mean, probably better than playing us, right?
Maybe. Do you think you should do each like a dollar on every single thing we do? I mean, it wouldn't pay off, but maybe the coin, it will.
Yeah. Dollar Let's would see. Be fine. I don't care.
I wish there was a way for us to determine the ones the coin really likes. Do you think we can tell?
No, I don't think we can tell because it's a coin. That's the whole point of doing it.
It's an inanimate object.
It's because it's an inanimate object. This isn't a Disney movie. It's not going to start singing and go through its picks in some jaunty tune.
Oh, you know what? Maybe
it
is.
That's the whole reason Chad says he'll bet the coin.
Maybe it's the games that we're completely opposite on. We let the coin decide and people can bet. Well, Chad, you can come back. You can tell us what games you bet the coin or us or whatever it is. We will start this bad boy off. This is going to tick into hour two. So make sure you're hanging around here in this new edition. This will add some time here. Week 11 picks. We have got them set. We have got the FanDuel Sportsbook. Which is determining all the lines here. Over-unders plus... We are going to tell you where some of the money lies. And we're also going to tell you the ones that we are actually digging and we are going to go with. So, Bogman, let's jump into the first one. It's a dreaded, one dreaded team for you. And you actually have like strong, you've had some strong feelings about this game. We've been talking about it. It is Baltimore at Chicago. Baltimore is coming in as a 5.5-point road favorite. Yet the over-under is only 45. Justin Fields is coming off of a week 10 where I think he was PFF's number one graded quarterback, which is just ridiculous. It's
week nine because he had the bye week.
Yeah, ridiculous. The last time he was out there. The money currently, as we are recording this, is sitting on Baltimore and heavily on the over. Much more over than it is anything else with Baltimore. And we did briefly talk about this a little bit. We'll probably talk about this on Bet This League. Talk to me about this game, Boggs. You're a big Justin Fields stan now. You love him.
Yeah. Well, it's not that I'm a Justin Fields stan. It's that he's been playing so much better. And you know, Baltimore's pass defense is one of the worst in the leagues. In the league. He's been terrible. So the Baltimore Ravens defense, specifically Anthony Averett, have been just horrific to watch. So I think that Fields, because he throws the ball deep, is going to have a good game here. I'm more confident in that than I am the totals or the spread here. I think that Fields is going to have a good game. He's got 2 weeks to prepare for Baltimore, coming off a game where he looked really good. He's got good wideouts, although Robinson did crop up on the injury report recently. So, but I'm going to take Chicago, and I'm going to take the points, the 5.5, and I'll go with the over on this game as well. Like you said, the majority of the public following that over.
But you said you felt better about Chicago than you did the over under.
Yeah, I feel better about Fields having a good game in this. I would say. Yeah, I think I you know what? Actually, I think I like the over better because I think Fields is going to have a good day than picking the Bears.
Interesting you say that because I really like the over on this one. That's the one. Even though I will tell you, when you're looking at your stats here for this, the Baltimore Ravens are only 3-6 against the spread, which is pretty wild. But they are 5-4 on the over under. The Bears are 4-5 against the spread, but only 3-6 on the over under. So those do not play well hand in hand. But the last two games for the Chicago Bears, I'm looking at the last two. The last two games for the Bears would have hit the over, and they've clearly adjusted. Like, this is a different looking team on this front half than it is the second half, because the previous four from that, weeks 4-7, would not have hit this over. But there's also some rough ass matchups, Tampa Bay, Green Bay, but Chicago and Justin Fields has taken, you know, a bit of a change. On the Baltimore side, this last Miami game was kind of a dud, but the two prior to that against Minnesota and Cincinnati would have covered. I like the over in this simply because there is a little bit more time for Chicago to ramp up. Baltimore has got to get that ball.
Baltimore played Thursday night game too, so they have a little extra time.
They've got a little bit more time. We've seen Lamar Jackson go at it. The only caveat I would say to your, like, hey, they got 2 weeks, is Chicago has one glaring hole, regardless of having 2 weeks to prep. Matt Nagy's still their coach, and that's a problem. He's still their coach. But I like the over, and I like it so much, put it on the card. That's going to go on the card for the week. I am going to take the over in this bad boy, and that's going to be just right out the chute. It's going to be one of mine that I'm actually going to take, and we are going to track that against. But I'm also going to go with Baltimore because I think Baltimore is the better team. I side on Lamar Jackson. They have not been great against the spread, but this is not a super huge line, and it is the Chicago Bears. So I will take Baltimore, and I will take the over. Bogman, are you ready for the coin?
Let's see the coin flip. Let's go.
So officially, Bogman is Chicago. I am Baltimore. We're both the over. We are now implementing the coin to the screen. So for the spread. No, yeah, this is for the, This is Baltimore or Chicago. Heads is the favorite. Tails is the dog. The coin has spoken. It's going the dog. It's going to go Chicago. With the Chicago Bears. All right. Now, we are going to go back to the coin for the over-under. Heads is over. Tails is under. Flip. Heads. We're going over. So it's going with Bogman. It's going with Chicago and the over. Bogman, I am loving this new system. I really love it. The coin is bringing a lot to the table. I'm very, very happy with the coin. All right, next game up, we've got one more.
It's gonna go like 10-0. I mean, it's gonna be ridiculous.
It's gonna be amazing. You know what? I might bet the coin this week. I think I might bet the coin. Coin is taking the points and the over. Guess what? Over lock of the week. All of us, the coin, Bogman and Welsh, have all decided.
The coin agrees. Yes.
Yeah. And that is one of my official.
John F. Kennedy.
Yeah, John F. Kennedy is our coin.
I want the over. I've always wanted the over.
We're going to take one more before we hit break here. It is Houston at Tennessee. Tennessee is a 10-point favorite. The over-under is 45.5. Big money on Tennessee and the over.
Give me the Texans in this. Coming off the bye week with Tyrod Taylor, Tennessee loves to play close games. You know, we've talked about that recently, you know, a couple weeks ago before these two big wins that they just had. We had said something along the lines of, doesn't Tennessee feel like a first round out in the playoffs? They're still that team to me. I'm going to take Houston. I don't like those huge totals. I'll still take them, you know, or not the totals, the spreads. I don't like the huge spreads. I'll still take them if I think that team is, you know, 10 points better. I just don't know that Tennessee is going to be blowing the doors off this Houston team. We know that the bye has helped a lot of teams out. So I'm going to take Houston, and I'm also going to roll with the over in this game?
Ooh, this game, a little bit more difficult for me because I don't disagree with what you're saying about Tennessee in the bye, or Houston in the bye and coming off with Tyrod Taylor. But Tennessee is 7-3 against the spread. Over-unders are both pretty close. I just went away from it. Let me give you the stats as I went to some betting trends. You have got Houston is 4-5 against the spread, 4-5 on over-unders. Tennessee is 7-3 against the spread and 6-4 on over-unders. It's a low line that I think that Houston is going to be able to score, especially coming off that bye. I do not believe that they are going to be able to cover, though. Tennessee is still a monster regardless of their run game. Also, Deontay Foreman revenge narrative. Let's not forget that. I'm going to take Tennessee and that big old 10 points, but I'm also going to take the over. When we come back, the coin will make its decision. Don't go anywhere in this league. Week 11 picks. Hold on.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In this league.
Talk about www.com, you made you go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
It, in fact, is In This League. I am the Welsh, that is the Bogman, and we are doing our Week 11 picks, only into the second game, Houston, Tennessee. I am taking Tennessee, Bogman is taking Houston. We both took the over. And the two new additions, we are now targeting the ones we are actually going to bet. So we're also going to track that because, you know, unfairly, we are pitting ourselves up against picking every single game, which we would not do. So we are picking those. And because we are masochists, we are putting ourselves up against a coin. We are flipping a coin to see what the coin chooses, to see what is better, our picks or a coin. We have got our John F. Kennedy 50-cent piece that is in lockstep here. We are ready to go with, again, heads will always be the favorite and the over. Tails is going to be the dog and the under. First flip is going to be for the spread. Here we go, Bogman. And the coin picks.
Oh, yeah, man.
It's tails. Going to take the dog. So it is going to go with Houston. Wow, a coin is following you. I don't like this. And the over-under, the coin will take?
Under.
The under. So under in Houston, which, by the way, is very contrary to where all the money is. But just letting you know, friends, John F. Kennedy has spoken.
Coin is fading the public. Oh, yeah, don't like what the public likes. Oh, I'm going to take the under in this game.
I know what I like, though, and I'm going to take it. All right, when we come back. We've got a whole slew of games that are coming up here. Hour two is going to be heavily dedicated to it. Bogman, the Welsh, the coin, over, under, spreads. Also, some of our absolute favorite games, so we can pit up and play against those and see if maybe that changes our luck just a tiny bit. So, friendos, don't you go anywhere. Make sure you're following the podcast on all the social media accounts, at Is It The Welsh, at Bogman Sports and at In This League Pod so you don't miss any of the fun action. And check us out over at InThisLeague.com to join up with the Patreon where you could be watching this video. You could be seeing us flip the coin as we go. What's better than that? I really don't know. It's Bogman Welsh, hour two of In This League, coming up right after this.
Moto Casino. Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.